Good morning and welcome to Kadampa Center for our Lozar cultural celebration. In just a few minutes, Geshe-la will be arriving, and for today's celebration, it'll be a little different. We're going to invite His Holiness the Dalai Lama to enter the Gompa by symbolically bringing a picture of His Holiness in and bringing it to the special throne. But in our minds, we're imagining that His Holiness is actually joining us today for Lozar. So there will be a procession, and we ask that everybody stand for the procession, and they'll be coming down this back aisle instead of through the side door as usual. If you brought a kata and would like to hold it out as a symbolic offering, that's a white offering scarf, you're welcome to do that at that time. You can also stand in the lobby with your kata if you like, and we have some extras available out in the lobby on the conference table. And then at the end of the program, everyone who would like to make a kata offering to His Holiness can come up, and it just gets laid here on the throne. So when the procession comes in, Geshe-la will do what's called a mandala offering, which is a symbolic offering basically of the entire universe to His Holiness the Dalai Lama. So you'll see him passing some objects, a statue, a stupa. These are all representations of the Buddha's body, speech, and mind. And then we'll be saying prayers, and we'll be seeing a video, so a lot of exciting things. And the children will make an announcement when it's time for them to go to their classes. It'll be after our usual prayers. Okay. So thank you.
Please turn to the white prayer book, to the first bay sheet, and we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Then the four measurables in English, and then in Tibetan. Taya ta omune mune mahamunaye soha. Taya ta omune mune May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred.
Amen.
to the bottom of the next page, colored pink, and let's chant the Chenrezig mantra 8 times and then Green Taurus mantra 7 times. Om Mani Padme Hum, 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Okay, now the children are welcome to go to their classes. If you have your child has never been to the center before, would you please accompany your child and find out where to pick up your child afterwards? We'll do the long life prayer now.
First of all, say good morning. So, this Tibetan New Year, so I pray and wish all of you have very, very successful life and good health, more harmonious in your families, and long, happy life, long, happy life. So, and Gishi Sangpo and Norbu and Kunsang, they kindly made a lot of Tibetan cookies. No butter tea today, no butter tea. Just Tibetan cookies. Tibetan cookies, and you know, that's the auspicious, I say, the white rice that typically that Tibetan people, they, you know, eat on the New Year's Day. So Gishi Sangpo, he made this morning. It's very fresh. It's not pre-made. He just made this morning and the tea and all the rice. So then please enjoy that. So then Sherabla will, you know, give some talk about Tibetan New Year. So before that, also I would like to check, you know, maybe 2 minutes, okay, 2 minutes. Because New Year, that according to the Tibetan traditions, that you are supposed to say nice thing, just nice thing, only nice thing, you know, thing only good things, you know. So make sure you don't break any cups and plates, you know, things like that. You are being very mindful, especially there's list of things that, you know, can like do or not to do. There's a list of things. So anyway, so I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the people and all of you because of, you know, your participation at the Kadamba Center. So now center has been very, very successful. So many programs running through these institutions because of your participation, your kindness, your time, your energies. So there's something that you can rejoice. You can rejoice, okay? So I said many times, some of you may think, you know, this center is Gishigelek Center. This is not my center. This is our center. So this center doesn't belong to me. So it belongs to the people who comes here. So and there's so many people to thank, you know. So many people, they put a lot of energy, time, and their heart into these institutions. So from children's program, there's so many people they involve into children's programs, you know, to take care of the class, you know, before the kids comes, they, you know, have to prepare the classroom, things like that. Then here, people who take care of the buildings and who take care of the lighting bills and who take care of us. Yeah. So anyway, so there's so many, you know, good things happening in this center, so due to the kindness of you. So I want to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of my heart. You know, it means, you know, this is all for good cause. It's all for good cause. No, not that, as I said many times at the center, the only goal that we have is, you know, to how to repair our mind, how to restore our mind, and from there, how to become happier human beings, make some difference within the family, in the communities. That's all goal. Not, you know, how many people become Buddhists. We don't count that. Do we? I don't really count, you know. So that's not goal. The goal is, you know, to hear, to share, experience, ideas, and see what, you know, can be done in order to have happier life through, you know, through inner qualities. That's our goal. So and so that's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to say much. So otherwise, the, you know, rice get cold. It won't taste good. So then before that, so we are going to say some prayers, because traditionally, the New Year's, you know, you eat, chart, only good things to eat, you know, so just enjoy your life, sing song, dance, play game, all kind of things. But this New Year, the Tibetan exile government requested all the Tibetan people inside, especially outside Tibet, not to party, because so many people, our brothers and sisters, back in Tibet, most of them are young, you know, so sacrifice their life, you know, for Tibetan cause. So we are showing, you know, like trying to show solidarity, what they sacrifice for Tibetan cause. So inside Tibet, there is still a lot of sufferings people are going through, you know, like not having like the freedom of, you know, like that speech or things like that. So today, I think, like, the outside Tibet, everywhere, India, Nepal, Bhutan, Sikkim, all part of the world, you know, people are doing some, saying some prayers. So we are going to say some prayers in Tibetans, so to, for people who, you know, sacrifice their life for Tibetan cause. So living in freedom countries, that we don't need to fear about our life. We don't need to fear about what we need to say, what we can say, what we cannot say. So that, so therefore, you know, like our contributions to their sacrifice, you know, to say some prayers. So we are going to probably say this in Tibetan, so you can join your heart, you know. So, and we Tibetan people, you know, got a lot of support from your government, your university, your, you know, people of America, you know, so American government, we receive so much, you know, help. So we really, really appreciate that. So each and every Tibetan people knows that. So now during the prayer sessions, you can join your, you know, heart. So sooner or later, you know, the Tibetan issue will be resolved, you know, peacefully. And we can live with the Chinese brothers and sisters side by side without, you know, fighting each other. Like that. That's our goal. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Krishna. You, everybody saying going to say the prayer.
Well,
I'm sorry for calling you. So there will be like two different languages. We are going to say in Tibetan. We are going to say in English.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Can you turn on the mobile mic, the wireless mic? So if you please turn to the Long Life Prayer for Holiness, the Dalai Lama and the White Book, it's probably the last day sheet. I think they're all color coordinated.
Oh, yeah.
now, please.
Chibia
Well, thank you very much. Thank you. Oh, yeah.
Can I talk straight? Hello. Did you know? Good one.
Good one. Lal.
When a commander gives an order to stand up or to sit, we have to salute that. So our gracious, impeccable Keshila asked me to come today just to blah blah something on the New Year. I have no choice. But of course, come with my full attention. And it is also indeed a pleasure for me to share a bit of the Tibetan culture with my Dharma brothers and sisters here. And those of who have not seen me in Kadampa, I'm one of the older members since 1997. So anyway, regarding the Tibetan New Year, the Tibetan New Year is based, as many of you would know, on lunar calendars. And there are many sources that describe where is the origination of the lunar calendar. And in Tibet, as you know, before Buddhism was introduced into the culture, there was also a well-grounded culture in Tibet based on the Burn tradition. And Burn, as many of you must have, of course, read, Burn is a tradition based mainly also on the elemental energies of the five elements. And therefore, it was indeed, one can run a parallel line to say that because of Burn tradition, Tibet remained a pristine country in the world. Though by knowledge or modern education, Tibetans wouldn't know even the whole world or the world is round. But they knew how to maintain climatic conditions, how to respect the mountains, how to respect the lakes, how to respect the forest, how to respect the animals in that. And that very much is rooted in the Burn tradition. And out of that, they have created mountain gods and protectors and devils and spirits and, you know, different kinds of spirits, malignant spirit, mischievous spirit, and all that. And therefore, to appease them, also to make ritual cakes and things like that. Or even like the prayer flag is a classic example that originated from Burn tradition, each color representing an element. So anyway, during the ninth king of Tibet, his name is Pudde Gongyel, was then formally introduced the lunar calendar based on rudiment astrology that has been now quite well spread throughout Tibet. So, yes. anyway, based on that, and before that, there was not so much of a New Year, but in the central Tibetan, in the it is said that there was a lady who first formed the first calendar based on the phases of the moon. On that also the time frame. And so and that time the farmers used to have an autumn festival And that autumn festival is based on the flowering of the apricot trees. So from there, it has extended to become the Tibetan New Year by the command of the ninth king. And it is divided. Tibetans traditionally celebrate it for 15 days. The first 15 days of the New Year is seriously taken as the holiday. No farmers would work, no nomads would work. And it's, of course, Tibetans have no habit of touring other countries. So that's the holiday they spend in their house with good food, meeting their relatives and friends. So it's a combination of here in the Western culture, like Christmas and Thanksgiving and everything rolled into one. But on this, today like is the 30th day of the year, ending year. So yesterday was the 29th day. 29th day in the evening, the Tibetans have a broth consisting of 9 grains. Now that day actually culturally is meant to reflect on what has been passed of the, 11 months and 28 days. And today, being the 30th in a lunar calendar, is always a sacred, like a Sabbath day, where people reflect spiritually, or you go to monasteries to offer butter lamps and reflect on what one has committed, any sin, that kind of thing. So today is a day of rest. Today is a day people to reflect this. And then tomorrow is the first New Year day. So in the evening today, in the any family, their new clothes will be distributed, given to the children, and children really get excited, just like we get excited on Eve of Christmas, you know, what Santa will bring. Very much similar excitement goes with the children. And then in the morning, then people get up very early. So in the Tibetan culture also, it reflects, of course, there are no running water in the house, so people have to go to the well to get water. So there is a competition from the neighboring whoever gets the first water. And that first water is traditionally called nectar. Now, what is defined as the nectar means unpolluted, pure, healing, fresh. So in that way, it's really Tibetan culture, and we look, it's very much, everything is very much based on environmental preservation. And then, of course, the first day is spent, each individual family, in their own homes, no invitations. It's a private family gathering, the first family gathering, immediate family gathering. And so, in other ways, it is a treat to our sensory powers. So we drink the best, whether it's alcoholic or other things. wear the best clothes for touch, and we hear the music, the best songs and all, and then incense burning and all this for this, you know, for the smell and all that. So it's a day to enjoying our sensory faculties. And then from the second day on, it goes on, then invitation, partying from immediate family to the next cousins and then neighbors and all. So it goes on throughout 15 days. So without further making, as Geshe-la said, making your rice cold, I would say this year is 2140. So according to Tibetan, we are way in 22nd century. So maybe from another planet. And the year is snake, and the gender of that year is female. And the element here is water. So, of course, in the circle, water, the element, according to the Zodiac, it rotates 12 years. But when you add up the element and the gender, then it repeats only 60 years. And then another importance of this independent New Year is Losar. Lo can be translated as year, or if you want to dig a little deeper to reflect, it means age. That means on this day, one is also, you know, figuratively getting older by 1 year. But it is a one new year, a new age. So that can be also considered like this, new age, means a beginning of a new thing. So Losar comes in this way. So a little bit on this, like why Tibetans, that makes also another reason for all Tibetans getting older on the new year. A few months difference doesn't matter. But what it makes is also in the old days, because of the seriousness of application of astrological and planetary science, people who have power, authority, people can be manipulated through the horoscopes. So therefore, people who have that, not normal people, but people who have powers like kings and high-standing, powerful people, they keep their birth dates as sacred as we do with our social security numbers. Therefore, you know, generally people say, I'm born in this dragon year, snake year. They never talk about, they never want to share or want let people know the exact date and time. And that's why the approach to an astrologist to have their life planning forecasted. So we said the life calculation. There are still charts done this to the Tibetan Medical Institute in Dharamsala. And if you are interested, you can always apply there now on online. Just giving your information of your birth, the time of your birth, and they can calculate this and give you a general idea of your health physically and mentally, and how things, or your obstacles on the way, things like that. So a kind of astrological method is still practiced and very popular in Dharamsala with the Medical Institute. So that's all I add. And Happy New Year to you, and thank you very much.
Please enjoy. Yeah. So do you pass the chili cookies? Do you pass the chili cookies?
Yes, they're going around now.
Yeah, yeah.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Losar. My name is Sandy Carlson, and I'm the membership coordinator here. And I'm also fortunate enough to be married to a very wonderful creative gentleman right there who does some beautiful storytelling through video. And we have a very brief video to explain some of the things going on here at the center, one very special project that we've had going on. And I think I'm just going to leave it there, and we could talk about it later.
On every Buddhist altar, there's a representation of the Buddha's body, which is usually a statue, and the speech of the Buddha, which is a text, and then there's the mind of the Buddha, which is a stupa. Had to boil it down to a couple of words, it would be like a sacred spiritual monument. Stupas symbolize the body, speech, and mind of the Buddha. They symbolize the whole path.
I think having a stupa like this in Raleigh, North Carolina, as I mentioned earlier, it's just unbelievable when I think about it, that all the causes and conditions have come together for something like this to be created. I don't think there's anything else in this part of the country that's comparable.
This is a rare stupa. There's one in Swayambhu in Kathmandu, which we're modeling ours after. But this is a pretty rare one to be built, and built as big as it is.
Every part of the stupa symbolizes, like, inner qualities. Inner qualities that we can build, we can develop inner qualities. So, actually, that, like, entire, you know, like, stages, how to reach highest level of peace of mind. That's what the stupa is about.
It's a sacred monument, and it's a source of inspiration, and it places positive impressions on the mind, streams of people who have no concept of what it is. For them to be happy, for them to have happiness and actually achieve enlightenment in the future. Just having the imprint of this stupa on one's mind creates the causes for enlightenment.
So stay tuned, because we'll have more videos and more information coming out about our stupa project, but it's something that's been going on for many, many years. And we're going to be coming up on the final phases pretty soon, so please stay tuned for more. Happy Losar.
Thank you very much.
We have a formal
reading for New Year. I thought I have a loud voice. Geshe-la says, we have to explain a little bit of the formal greeting on the Tibetan New Year. And many of you are, of course, familiar with the word Tashi Dele. And but we say Tashi Dele, but we say four lines. Tashi Dele.
Tashi Dele, somewhere. Well, we all say so together.
So we say it together. Tashi Dele.
Tashi Dele.
Phunzun So.
Phunzun So.
Emma Bagde.
Emma Bagde.
Kungam Sang.
Kungam
Sang. Tendu Deva.
Toba Sho.
Toba Sho.
What?
Okay.
Translation. So, Tashi Dele means wishing you all the auspiciousness and wellness. Phunzum Sok means gathering of all the excellence of characters, behaviors, materialistic, also accumulation, wealth, every needed to become more balanced. Phunzum Sok. Then to Deva Tobasho means Emma Bhagdu Gungam Sang. Yeah. Emma is an exclamation like hallelujah. Emma Bhagdu means be dignified, be self confident. Bhagdu. Emma Bhagdu Gungam Sang means may you have a great health. Then to Deva Tobasho means may you achieve everlasting peace. So these are greetings. Tashi Dele, Phunzum So, Emma Bhagdu, Gungam Sang, Tendu Deva, Toba Sho. But Tibetans, of course, when we say this, we don't really reflect on the meaning. We say this because that's the greeting. And so many corrupt the word Emma Bhagdu. We say Amma Bhagdu because Amma is mother. And Amma Bhagdu means the dignified mother. So, dignified mother, I wish you all the best, I'm hearing, you know. So, most people will say, Amma Bhagdu Gungam Sang. But it's a corrupted word from Emma. Yeah. This one? Okay, thank you very much.
Finish down. So, now we'll do... If you want to offer kata for his own picture, then please, you are welcome to do. So we are going to do now dedication. Today, finish.
So we'll do the dedications on the pink sheet in the prayer book. But before we do, I'd like to say the prayer list. Prayers for a happy rebirth. And you can come, please be free to come up and offer kata. While I read the prayer list, all those killed by natural and man-made disasters, all the Tibetans who have been killed or have taken their own lives in the struggle for religious freedom, Catherine Nguyen de Stolfo, Michelle Watts Luddy, Theo Meyer, Gary Elliott, Franz Schutemaker, Hiroko Wada, Rob Williams, Leo Zwicker, Alter the Dog, Fabio the Dog, Jake the Dog. Job Search, Eve Aihara, Beth Andrew, Gary Kane, Daniel Cunningham, Harish Farma, Jenny First, Michael Foltz, Ed Godwin, Kate Harvey, Andrea Johnson, Brian Miller, Sandy Mitchell, Catherine Myers, April Rocker, Tony Sloan, Rochelle Thompson, Lori Todd, SS, Anadine Silver, Melissa Silvestri, and Sarah. Prayers for health and well-being. His Holiness Dalai Lama's well-being, His Eminence Lama Zongpa Rinpoche, His Eminence Ken Rinpoche, Jetson Losan Delek's well-being, His Eminence Choden Rinpoche's well-being, Geshe Gelak Choda's well-being, Geshe Palden Sangbo's well-being, Venerable Chirkila, all those harmed by natural and man-made disasters for the Tibetan people and for the Chinese authorities. May the nonviolent path lead to full reconciliation and religious freedom. Denise Allen, Jim Barnes, Roseanne Verona, Brooke Benton, Ron Burroughs and family, Victoria Easterday Clark, Hester Clifford, Allegra Dahlquist, Larry Davis, Jack Doger, Kathy DeStolfo, Jim Faulkner, Frank Ferreira, Carrie First, Mildred Gooch, Machan Godesha, Annie Hassel,
Davis Helton, Lola Hilliard, Leslie and Joan Inman, Kenny Jackson, Buddy Andrew Johnson, Sugi Jones, Helen Klasinoff, Arthur Katz, Shanti and Kurt Latimer, Vanessa Lilligan family, Aunt Lori, Alyssa Luck, Michael Luddy, family of Michelle Watts Luddy, Natasha Malhotra, Carolyn and Gracia Martin, Brendan Morocco, Bobby Martin, Mary Mastroianni, Adrian Silver, Jameen Pandya, Jay Pandya, Lively Pasque, Catherine Paul, Howard Perry, Mary Peterson, Lindsay Piatti, Aunt Polly, Surinawa Quinlan and her family, Duncan Quinn, Richard Robson, Lisa Rose, Robert Roland Smith, Ruben's family, Paula Sable, Albert Sanz, Rosemary Cease, Richard and Shirley Shook, Franz Schutemaker's family, Charles Silvestri, Marilyn Sims, Becky Smith, Mamie Stark, Cameron Stevens, David Underwood, Dion Washington, Tiffany Villar, Claude and Vic Williams, Suzanne Williams, Judith Wormser, Malala Yousufza, Helen and Ed K. Sue and Mike Kilijian, the entire K family, Catherine Slawcock Graham, Marisa Finley, Colby Graham, Ashley Borst, Lauren Enders, Casey the Dogs, Keepy the Dogs. If you have any names you'd like to add, would you please say them now? May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, with happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be free. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all powerful generation. Please remain until samsara ends. Stay over the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion. To the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech you, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teaching to Lama Tsongkhapa and bliss and voice, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral ways, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and leaders, your disciples. Please, please. Avalokiteshvara, great treasure of non-objectifying compassion, Manjushri, master of stainless wisdom, Tsongkhapa, crown jewel of the sages of the land of snows, to Losang Drapa, at your feet I make request. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
So I'm going to say this, you know, a few mantras, okay, a few mantras while you're doing this. So the number of mantras, I've been saying this at the, you know, Sunday class, because there are a number of discussions with our friends from the centers, you know, like having like difficulties in their mind, such as, you know, like suicidal thought. So this mantra, it says, according to the sutras, whoever hears, reads, writes, touches, you know, it will prevent from the untimely death, such as, you know, suicidal thought, then accident, so on and so forth. So me having some like having faith into this mantra, so then I decide, you know, to say this mantra. So if there's any benefit, so you'll receive the benefit, okay? It will take only 1 minute, huh? Thank you for coming, and have a happy weekend.
Thank you, Geshe-la. On behalf of Kadampa Center, thank you very much for everything that you did to help organize the rice and the tea and the cookies. Thank you very much. For
all the appreciation go to Geshe Sangbu.
Thank you, Geshe Sangbu, Ge Norbu, Sherub, for coming and sharing with us this morning. And also all the people who chipped in and helped today. There were a lot of people who helped prepare, serve, clean, get ready. So thank you to all of you for that help. And if you'd like to stay after and help a little bit, there are a few things we'll have to do to rearrange the seating. Also, I was asked to announce that we're getting to the end of the Stupa T-shirt selling phase. So if you are interested in buying a T-shirt that would benefit our Stupa project, there's a table out in the lobby.